Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is, this is an interesting day. We have February 9th, 2009, and then my show starts for me in Mountain Standard Time at 9 p.m. If I were in numerology, I'd be wondering what all those nines stand for. It's not sixes upside down. Someone just said that or thought it out there in the audience. Hello, everybody. Anyhow, I have been having trouble clocking into Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know if we're going to have problems tonight. I even had to get a separate new password to get in. So yesterday was pretty disastrous trying to upload and change things. So we're going to have to be patient with the callers and people coming in the chat room. Hello, Greg, and Light Goddess, and Mission City. You know, when I start a show, I always want a kind of a theme. And I came to talking to two people in the last few days of creating inventions. And probably I've told you, but I either have really good imagination, or is it possible that I'm tapping into a creative source? I always thought it was pretty clever, engineering, kind of an engineering background that kind of fed that creative side to me, that invention side. And I want to share with you that Thomas Edison created the light bulb. Of course, everybody knows that. But when you do the research, you will find that while he was inventing the filament for the light bulb, three other brilliant people around the planet, making him the fourth one, were inventing it at the same time. Now, you might want to think that technology was at an advanced state and took advantage of it. I'd like to take the thought, and that is the key word, thought, or this action to another. I believe, and this is kind of a let people kind of get, oh, hello, Sal, and a good talking turtle. What a fun name. And let these people kind of get into the room. And, of course, I always invite you all to type in caps if you have a question for me. And if you want to call in, I'm always open to giving the answers over the air if you want to call. Area code 347-205-9071. Anyway, getting back to this very interesting thought of collective consciousness, that if you can envision the Earth with all clouds all around the planet, and of course that would block out the sun, but make the clouds or that look, fluffiness, make it touch each cloud and all across and around the Earth from the North Pole to the South Pole. Now make it invisible so that we can get the sun. I'm being silly. But make that a conscious awareness. I believe as a spider web is touch and touch and touch, that if you were to take a spider web and gently vibrate one strand, that the whole spider web would vibrate. I think that as we live our life and you think and thoughts are formed, your wishes, wants, hopes, and desires are sent to the universe. When you wish to manifest, the collective consciousness reacts to your insight or your invention or your desire or your plead or your prayer. And when I counsel my ladies, I say, you know, you have to watch what you ask for, because the universe will hear us say, I want a man, I want a woman in my life. But if you're not specific, then you can create that someone will show up. Well, but will that individual meet what you need? If you don't stay ahead of time, it's the same with inventions. You are putting your thoughts together, you're sending to the universe, and other brilliant people on the same wavelength will connect and be part of your thinking process. So sometimes people like myself will tap in and be part of, because accessing time, accessing individual thought processes bridges us to the collective consciousness. And so myself and, there's Paul and there's Dell and there's Dell's friend. And these people come up with wonderful designs and innovations and technological advances. Sometimes we take big leaps. And don't you wonder that somebody in an apartment in Tokyo, someone in an apartment in Australia, they're sitting creating the same thoughts and can feed off each other to develop the same product, because the collective consciousness, the pattern they send to that energy field going around the earth, they'll find each other. How many times have you heard of people inexplicably saying, I went to an intersection and met the same person I had met 2 or 3 years earlier and had longed to see again? The person that says, I've met that person that will help with my work, and I was thinking so hard about it, and I ran into them. Hello, everybody. I'm sitting just far enough back. I'm not seeing the chat room. I do see we have a 215 area code, and I'm going to get right to it. Hello, everybody, and Cookie's in the room, and then Curiosity and Alice Ann. So we have our people kind of getting in. How fun. But keep in a thought. If you have a story of collective consciousness enacting in your life, there is a proverb or paragraph in Celestial Prophecy. You'll know when the angels are working with you when synchronicity is at hand and working with you. I'll take it another step. I think the angels and spirit people line us up to think a certain way so that our collective consciousness will interact with the people most apt to respond and work with us. We may not always meet that person, but we can get from that person more information. I've told people before, my mind, as with Paul when he was talking to me, said, my mind is full of inventions, and I'm always getting pictures in my mind. Too bad a technological company can't hire Nancy and say, all right, I'm thinking about this. Now tell me what you're seeing. And I can end up with the end result. Am I that clever? No, I'm not. But what I am doing is tapping into the people before they finish the invention or the process to see the end result. Like I can, if an author were to write, talk to me and say, I'm writing a book, I'm at chapter 2 and 3. Finish a book for me and tell me what chapter is a week. So the author that's in the chat room, the one that's writing, you may be in chapter 2 or 3, but you may have more chapters. But chapter 7, if you in the chat room know who I'm talking about, chapter 7 is weak. So look at your outline, and then let's talk about it. So keep that in mind. That's my theme tonight, is how has the collective consciousness worked for you? As Eckhart Tolle and others have said, as you think, so you shall you become. As, not Eckhart Tolle, that was Deepak Chopra, but Edgar Casey believed that combined thoughts can change all thoughts on the planet. And you could, I don't want to change, like Art Bell on Coast to Coast said, we don't want to stop a hurricane because you don't know if we stop it here where it will go next. So we have to be careful, but in joint prayer, we can help heal somebody. In joint prayer, we can do this or that. So you call it prayer, I call it intent, I call it tapping into the collective consciousness. So that's kind of a mouthful, but I love the idea. So 215 area code, who am I talking to tonight?
Hi, this is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. Well, where is 215 area code?
215 is in Philadelphia.
Well, hello there, Philadelphia. Pardon me. And your name, your first name, I didn't write it down. What was your first name again? Linda?
Linda.
Oh, my gosh. Hello there, dear. So, all right. So what would you like of Nancy tonight?
Well, on the topic of healing, I had started, I had had Reiki classes about 6 months ago, and I kind of let it go, and then I started up about 2.5 weeks ago working on my husband and my sisters and my brother-in-law, and I wanted to know, how is this an avenue that will be successful for me?
Okay, let me answer a couple questions. I'm going to make it kind of quick.
Okay.
You have a very strong, back up. You're powerful, but you're not in the right mindset. There's something bothering your soul, and you're distracted.
Okay.
So you have, now remember, I don't want any secrets on the air here, but I'm picking this up. You have something that's distracting you where you can't 100% focus. It's like you're 75 or 80%. When I was talking to a young woman today about how to be a reader, I said you have to step out of yourself and be totally in the picture. When you're doing Reiki, if you don't know a body place, you need a body area. When I've been remote, intermote healing, I I have done Reiki. You know, we're in it, we're going to try it all. I found myself successful if I could concentrate on a body place. Even though I put my hands not touching just above somebody, what I do is my hands, I'm directing it to a body part, not necessarily to the entire aura. Because when I, in my psychic eye, if I go to somebody, I don't know if it's you or the one you're working on. You're working on somebody with a right shoulder area. Who's that you're working on?
A right shoulder area, that was my husband.
Okay, now let's go back. What I look at as your husband's right shoulder is not flesh, muscles, blood vessels. What I'm looking at is the ball socket inside of the shoulder bone area. You have to visualize what you do know. So I said to you, if you see what I'm saying? In that way, when you're visualizing that in your mind, then your hands, everything's hot on me now. I'm going to say your husband's going to feel better when I get down here. Even while I'm thinking of you, I'm seeing the inside of the shoulder, the bone itself. So I'm putting my hands in front of me. They're hot. So I'm doing what we call a remote healing. See, I knew you worked on someone with the right shoulder. How did I know that? I just bridged to you, and your memory or that person was brought to your mind. I got it. So I want you, when you're doing this, is to concentrate and remove yourself from everything else you've been dealing with and just look at the bone. There is has been an injury to the inside of the socket where your husband's bone rotates, and part of the injury is that is the worst. Okay?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so how did I know that? It's because I felt it, and I went to the discomfort. When you heal, that's what you have to look at. You have to look at what is the issue. If not, you have to go to a particular area. If you do the whole body, it won't be complete. Healing
okay.
Hands and Hands of Light, Healing Hands and Hands of Light by Barbara Brenneman was one of my first Bibles on energy auras and healing and remote viewing. When I learned those two books, I went, of course, read everything everybody's written, but then I learned that I'm a power ball, but I have to direct it. So everybody listening, that's how you do remote healing, hands-on Reiki. That's different than Bowen.
Okay?
Got it, girl?
Yes, I do.
Now go ask your husband if he feels better. He should be able
okay.
to lift that arm now. Okay, bye.
All right. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I talk a little quick times. Yes, yes. You can always download again any part of the show and listen how I and gave that kind of instruction, okay? And hello, everybody in the chat room. I'm talking now to area code 561. Who's this speaking?
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, who's this?
Lena. How are
you? Oh, hello, Lena. Well, I'm fine tonight. And you're in Florida, right?
Yeah, you know me already.
Well, you know I do try. And you have to appreciate it. This week I'm doing three shows. Wednesday night will be California Haunts, and of course then I will be with my sister Thursday night. Last week I did a class, and this week we will be here. So I try to remember you girls. Well, Lena, tell me some good news, girl.
When are you bringing those twins on?
Oh, do you want me to? Will you girls let me know, and well, call them and let them know that you've invited them back. How's that? They are very fun. And they're very cute. They're just charming, charming. They're also psychic sisters, like my sister and I. I will ask them on. Maybe we'll do a threesome some night, okay?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got an interview tomorrow. It looks pretty good. I just wanted to see if you think I got a good chance of getting this tomorrow.
Oh. Well, you know, is it in the direction I told you?
Well, it's for work. It's for hospice because I already volunteered hospice, so I applied to another division of hospice.
Oh, do you get?
So
I thought you were having a job in the very near future. I was hoping you get one with pay. I did hospice for a while. And I don't remember getting an income, huh?
With pay.
It is with pay.
Yeah.
I think you can have an opportunity for a job, and it feels about a week away.
Mhm.
Okay.
Maybe
so. So what you want to do is you send your intent to the consciousness. You want to say to the universal consciousness tonight, right now, whoever sees me tomorrow will see me in the light of which they need. So meaning you. And I want you to put on clothes that reflects your intent. Don't wear bright red, black. You can see what I'm saying? Wear clothes that show your intent, okay?
Like what color?
I'm not sure. What's a healing color to you? Green, pink, yellow?
Don't really have a whole lot of those color clothes.
What do you wear for interviews? I don't know, for hospice.
I mean, I was going to just wear a black pair of pants and then a top. I didn't know what color yet.
Make it soft, not harsh. Yeah, black pants are okay. It's winter time. By the way, everybody, I hope we don't get, we have a storm here. So, but if
white.
You can wear something with softness to it.
Like a white top?
Like I said, as long as you think it's with your intent. My intent is, you say to yourself, my intent is look like the role they're asking me to play, to do. They'll see in me what they're looking for. And you say tonight, you put your clothes on, you say it in the morning, you say it in the car, and you have that vibration of what they're looking for. Don't go in with fear. Don't go in with they may not like me. If you go in, I'm ready to work, I'm dressed, and I'm ready for work. This is what they're looking for. You put your intent out there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, dear. Good night.
Bye.
But good luck. Let me know.
Okay, I will.
Oops. Alice, hello. I just happened to look. And kids in the chat room, hello, more happy. And I don't know if I missed it, but it seems like I got a blue diamond, yeah, and a couple of guests. Hello, Angel Wing. Be sure and put it in caps for me because I don't know if I'll miss seeing a question. And we have a little lady, she says, I'd like to ask if there's anything you can tell me that I need or should know. My gosh, girl, how can I know where to look? Sometimes it's real hard to give a reading. What aspect of your life I have to share with you? And normally, I would like to have it narrowed down. Just makes it easier for me to look, okay? They are showing me coins, a desire for more money, a little bit of money. All you need is a little bit more. And I feel like you need to start asking. I don't know if it's a boss. It looks like a man that you need to talk to with dark hair, receding hairline. It feels like you need some coins, just a little bit more. But I don't know if you need to ask your husband for more spending money or something. That's what I pick up. I haven't the farthest idea if that means today or tomorrow or next week. So that's it. So if you can be more direct, otherwise we get something that's kind of like out there. Okay. Our question says, yes, Alice, but you need to put it in caps, and I just saw that. And the only reason is I'm sitting back, and when I'm talking to somebody online, I'm not, like, concentrating in the chat room. I can't see it real clearly. So remember, we have the collective consciousness as a theme. And then we have a call coming in from the 714 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hello. Hi.
And who's this?
Hi, this is Yvette.
Oh, my gosh, what a great name. And
that,
what state, yes, fun. What state is 714 area code in?
California, Anaheim, near Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay, Southern Cal. So you're actually an hour earlier. How about that? It's nice to hear from California. Well, young lady, what can I do for you tonight?
I wanted to know if, well, I wanted some guidance. If I'm looking for ways to make more income to help my husband, but I'm really confused because I have my passion right now is with spiritual work. So
mm-hmm.
I want to know if there's a way that is there something that the, my guides or angels are trying to like want me to do that will get me to my results I want.
I know. Are you a mama? You stay at home, mama?
Yeah.
Yeah. I picked up that what you're really good right now is child care. Even though you say, well, Nancy, I don't want to do that. The doors for you to find work, as with everything else, is just a little tight right now. Your passion, your interest is not really to go pound the pavement to find that second job. It's as though it would take your soul from you. So you come in this lifetime not to be a nurse, but be a medical of some sort. But right now, meaning right now, it would be a good way, the fast way to make more money is to help neighborhood ladies watch their children after work, even for $1 more an hour, something like that. But I do see you going into, it's interesting because I had a little call, oh my goodness, oh, it was Linda, that's right, Linda in healing work, and you said spiritual. If you can keep in mind, now this is healing, the healing products, and I'm not sure if you're going to go into crystals or you're going to go into balancing or chakra balancing or the Tibetan healing bowls. But that would be a good path for you to go. Have you already thought of that?
Well, recently I made a little jewelry thing, and everybody seemed to love it. So someone told me I should probably make jewelry, and that seems really fun because I'm real creative, so I like doing this in my hands.
Okay, so keep with it. Keep it with healing stones and being even better. If you can investigate which stones do which emotional or vibrational healing, you'll do even better. The downside to jewelry or metaphysical work is that it usually takes 1 to 2 years to get your name out there. For the amount of money your husband is stressing over, you need a bigger amount to come in. So, like I said, if you could make a little bit more money and work on the jewelry, then you'll make, even though it's harder, make bigger money now to get out of this where you're going right now so that your life is more balanced. Because I have found that human beings, remember I talked to people every day, it was really busy, is that if you don't have spiritual calmness and balance, you cannot produce your perfect product for that person needing it. Does that make sense? If you're in a hurry and there's a dollar sign on your forehead, everybody listen to this, you can't produce the best product because everything that you produce has the word money in it. Do you see that? And not everybody needs a product that has money in it. They have love in it. They have a relationship in it. See what I'm going with that? So your intent on the product would be the wrong intent. Make the money, then do the jewelry in the wee hours of the night if you have to, and do both. Okay?
So right now you see some child care. Do you recommend with family or should I stay away from family? My family's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I just saw you adding...
Sure.
Work by taking care of family. I don't know if you take caretaker for a senior. I don't know if you go to someone's home or you bring that child to your house. I wouldn't know the difference.
Okay.
So think of the bigger picture, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, dear.
Okay, bye.
They have, oops, there you go. Okay, area code 478. Just hold on a minute. Someone did type in cat. Oh, what a great thief. Call names, good talking turtle. I love that. I get more yes than a no on that. Can you see the deceased mother's rings? I feel like eventually they'll be passed to you. Or see, the thing about rings, are wedding rings or other rings? Do you know if your mother's rings were white gold or platinum? Because I'm looking at light versus dark. So get to me good and let me know if they were light. More sentimental with these wedding rings. Okay, get back to me. Is there that person in the back? Let's see. I had a call from a lady about some other rings. I don't think it was you. Anyway, get the chat rooms mixed up. Okay, let's go over to area code. Let me give out before I go to you, dear. The call-in number, if you'd like to talk to me, is area code 347-205-9071. And they are light gold, so they are very light. I'm seeing that versus what we call the real gold. So if there's two coming to you, one is plain-looking, the other one is something on it, and it's very light gold, almost a white to me, then evidently you're going to get them, okay? Okay, so 478 area code.
Hello.
And who's this?
Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. Patricia, what state are you calling from?
Georgia.
Hello there. You know, it's not like I need it, but isn't it fun to know where everybody calls from? I think it's so much fun. All right, so what do you want of me tonight?
What's coming up for me as far as relationship, love relationship?
Now, did you just have a man come and go out of your life?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. Now, didn't he kind of sheepishly leave you, and has he been calling you again?
Yes, it's been off and on for about 2 years, but I haven't
heard
from him about 6 months now.
Well, I see him as coming and going, and he will come again. And it's like I want you to make sure he knows what he's doing. It's like he stays away long enough for you to get over him, and then he comes around again,
mm-hmm.
and then when you start having those stars in your eyes,
yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This man just can't make up his mind, girl. And if he comes back and say, well, what do you want this time? You want to stay around long enough so I get stars in my eyes and then you move away. I want you to call him on his actions because he still has you in his mind. Okay?
He mean his what?
In his mind. Okay?
Oh, but
this, so I want you to call him on this and say, you don't come around this time if you're going to leave it again. Now, I've been playing rubber band with you for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to call him on it because what happens is I see him so clearly that I called it on what's going on, girl. And the thing is his vibration is all wrapped up like a braid in yours. Now, you are
mm-hmm.
going to meet somebody else toward the end of summer. How tall
okay.
are you? How tall are you?
Me. About 5'4".
Okay. There's a man coming about 5'7", 5'8". And
mm-hmm.
you don't have an older voice. I hate to tell. Remember, we'll just whisper. Are you in your 40s? How old are you, girl?
I am 37. I'll be 38 in June.
Okay. There's a man coming that looks a little too old for you, but he's a nice man. Okay. So I'm not saying it's this guy who can't make up his mind. But there, you need someone to validate you. And
yeah.
At the end of summer, you will have someone else show up. But this fool that keeps rubber banding back and forth, you need to call him on it. And you don't be, you make him come after you. Because if you sashay, you just let him come in your life after being gone for 6 months, I'm going to come and shake your shoulders. You hear me?
Okay.
You
okay.
don't do that anymore. And the thing is, he's not done with you. He will call you again, but you ask him what in the world he's up to. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Last Thursday, but this Thursday before, Mommy and I were talking about this movie, or I think it was, what, he's just not into you. What goes both ways. She could be not into you also. And I think this responsibility of falling in love and not knowing if you can deal with it, I think that affects a lot of us. And when people fall in love and they go, well, I want the relationship, I really care for her, but I'm afraid. And afraid of commitment. And you get these rubber band relationships. So if you're doing it to somebody else, make a decision. It's not fair for you to hold up somebody else's heart if you can't decide what you want to do and be in the relationship. It's very one of the life's hardest decisions is what to do about a relationship, and it governs us all. And, you know, human beings, we're kind of hardwired not to give up. And Winona Judd just came out with a new song. I heard her on one of the morning news shows. I'm going to keep falling in love until I get it right. It was wonderful because that's our nature. And the thing is, even if you fall in love, everybody, see what it's doing for you. If it's a rubber band relationship because one of you, one of the other of you, is afraid to commit your heart because you have to be in the picture day in and day out, then leave and let that person find somebody to love as you would want someone to love you when you're ready. Okay. One of my best friends, this is a question, one of my best friends is wanting to move up here to where I live. Do you think he will get up here and back? Do you think he will get up here and back in school? Is it a trade school? It feels like I'm looking at him in September going to some kind of school for work. So let me know. Type it in caps, the answer. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, the orange is not mine, all right? I love chit-chat. Okay. Family. Hello, Sedona. Oh, my. We have a couple new people in the room. Hello, Sedona. Dark Angel. Heart Rescue. And then my heart. Is that how I pronounce that? Because we have so many languages in the world, when you kids make up these words for the chat room, I don't know if I'm looking at. I talked to somebody, one of the chat rooms, they're French. And then was it MySpace or Facebook? Someone that kept wanting me to join Facebook or MySpace. And I don't read any other languages. I don't know if I'm looking at Germany or Norway or. And I can't read it to join. So if you know what I'm talking about. And then my business. Yes. Oh, I love you for this. Okay, Dark. do you see my books being published? Books is the word. I see a book that's hard-covered, and it has black and blue on it, and it's mysterious-looking or heavily romantic. I can't tell. Books being published, I look at least three. And then the business taking off, is that separate from books? Let me know that, and I'll get back to it. And please, I just happened to see it. It is a trade school. Yahoo! Okay, I do see them doing it by September, Greg. So books being published and my business taking off. The business, is that a service-oriented business, Dark? And let me know that. I see a slower start. Dig your heels in. It is a product that's necessary or a service that's necessary. And after a while, after months, it will be better and do better for you. As with any job, mine is a service-related occupation. And the thing is that you have to love it so much that you're willing to put all your time into it. Now, because I'm also trying to type books, it is the service-oriented business, my readings that pays my bills. Books, I love it. I have three. I just am writing all the time. They can't seem to get done because I should sit and write just one. But the books feed our soul, and they'll feed other people's soul. Don't give up on your book. And I do see three, so let me know if you've already done three or we got three more coming, okay? Okay. Angel Wing, hello. And let me get the area code because I feel like someone's calling. 347-205-9071. Remember, I had was that you, Dark? Are you writing a book? And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that they're writing a book and they're on chapter 3 or 4 or something, but they've lined out the entire book. And chapter 7 is a little weak. Was that you? I said that at the beginning of the show. Oh, Sal, I know. Hello, hello. Nice seeing you in the room. It's wonderful. I love doing the shows. Even when I'm a little pooped, I had a kind of a busy day, real busy over the weekend. I went out of town and actually went shopping Saturday after taking care of my son's cats. We met up with a girlfriend. She just bought a motorhome, and we did some serious shopping for her motorhome and beat the storm coming in and then catch up on Sunday. So Monday was a catch-up day with phone calls. I was really quite busy. And even though I thought I'd be tired tonight, I love the chat room. I love talking to you all. So I thank you for showing up tonight. And you can tell I've had a cup of coffee. Sal Jr. is in. Okay. Okay. Sedona, do you see my husband's book being published? I do, but I wondered, is it the only one? Is this the one that's not really, really thick but has a white cover to it? It feels like a soft-covered book. What's really fascinating is I'm meeting some people who've written books, that self-publishing is the newest, greatest thing. There are so many websites, including Dandelion Publishing. I've met with the owner, and she's going to do my other books. And she, just this past 6 months, has created a print-on-demand service. It's not necessarily self-publishing, but when I got my first book done, you know, you had to buy 3,500 books or get 3,500 books at a swack. Nowadays, you don't have to do that. I see a book being done by your husband, but it doesn't feel like the only one. I feel like this one I'm looking at is small and white, and it feels like it's going to be seen. Your husband shows me kind of jumping up in the air, can't wait to talk to people about the book. So he must be going on some kind of book promotion. He's going to be quite excited about it. Kind of curious, what is the topic? Is it about his work or what he's done as work or some kind of product? Okay, so Sedona and Caps, if you probably let me know, okay? Sal Jr., hi there, yeah. Okay, Dark, you did. You just finished 3. I love it. I love it. So you also got possibly 3 more, because I felt like 3 was only half of it. Okay. You've asked this a couple times, Angel. Curious, because you've asked this question of me and maybe others, what is holding you back from making your date? Because I think if you were really firm and knowing you were going to move and it was going to happen for you, you wouldn't be asking. So So you need to look at what could possibly hold you up. And I feel like you need to write down all your steps so that you don't have it all in your mind. Your brain, your mind feels tired to me. Write things down, girl. I feel like you could pull it off March into April, absolutely. But you're missing out, or you need to flow it easier. You need to be more confident. Something, okay? Sedona, about his death experience. There's another book coming out. Now, is this the one that's going to be not real thick, but white and a soft cover? Sedona, answer me back on that. Angel, I can't pinpoint the area. You know, have you ever watched, what's that show on TV that's so cute? The Charmed Ones. And they use a pendulum. I want you to trust your angel people that there is an area where you could go and live. And I want you to just think about it, and then either a pendulum or put your hand over a large map of the area you want to go to. And then Google those towns. I feel like you're going to live near, not the center of a town, but where there's some bigger buildings that make me think, I don't know if it's a hospital or a complex that's joined with medical, something like that. Okay? Dark is asking, okay, will those books be successful? Would it be better if I called? Well, I am answering your questions. Of course, it would be fun to hear your voice. I feel like the three that you wrote, second and third, will do better. I had the first publishing of my book, then I made a second one, but very, very small runs. And unfortunately, nowadays, because the market's so competitive, that the publishers are really tight. When I was looking into it with a publisher that I found, there's $300 to be put in catalogs. There's travel you have to do. So you have to decide if you're going to be what we call a car trunk publisher, or you're going to do events, psychic events, book publishing events. So you have to decide how big you want to go. I feel like if you put the energy in it, you're going to sell it. 99% of the time, most people aren't the 10% that make the $1 million. So you have to decide where you want to go with the book, and that's going to be the hard part. I feel like if you, and I've said this to people, it doesn't matter how many people read the book, as long as the ones who read it, their soul is improved, their life is improved. You know, so people say to me, write these books, Nancy, 9 months per book, and at least. But at the same time, we want to reach as many people as we can. So successful means how big of a picture can you draw and go to and get out there and do it. If you do what you want, I feel like you will be successful. Okay? I'm not sure what state you are, but I'm getting a big circle like a bullseye. Oh, God, I love this stuff. Oh, I got a little off track with her because I was thinking about which book would do more. I feel like three would do really well for you. Alice, hello. I think I've seen your name for the first time in here. I would like a little guidance. If I can, I'll certainly help you. I want to travel everywhere and give energy healing. Give me what state you're in also, Alice. I feel like you, I do want to travel everywhere and give energy healing. I would like you to put a plan together also. And I'm telling you for a reason. I think you're almost too giving and you're almost too out there. I want you to be more selective. I would like you not to arbitrarily, people could take advantage of you. I want you to put a plan together. I would like you to be on TV. There are things you need to do to be able to go where you want to go, and you need a plan. Not a business plan, a marketing plan, but a safe plan for you. Feels like you're going to go to places where you can do the healing, but what are you going to charge? I want people to take advantage of you, okay? Okay, so there is two books, Sedona. Okay, I want to pull this open so I can read the rest of it. Not sure the color of the book yet, but I do see him being excited. I'm also publishing a book on Change Your story change your life. Seems like I think you've been to my room and said that. I do see both of them done. The cover on one of them is a soft cover, white, but that doesn't mean that there isn't words of color in it. So I'm not sure which one I'm seeing. Sometimes if he hasn't finished the book, human beings traditionally have a great time getting started. It's the closure, the finish. Did I do it right? Get my client who reads it excited. Make sure he has a little help on the finish of it, okay? And I think that will make him feel better about it. He says, I have a chance to do some radio work as a co-host. Do you see if this would be good for me? Thank you, kindest Thomas. Anytime you can do radio of any kind, whether it's blog talk, you know, I've done a lot of radio, and that's why this blog talk has been so fun for me. When I was in North 831 area code, I do see you now. I'll get right to you. I expect most of you know from Sacramento. I was always on the radio. I'll never forget Tom Sullivan's gal called me. Her name is Karen. And I had just gotten into the third day of a really bad cold. And they called me and they said, when is he on? He was starting like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they wanted to me do some readings. And Tom answers, and I knew that like 100,000 people would be listening to me. And what that taught me was that there are no mistakes, that every honest attempt is the next practice for the next time. So if you can be on the radio, relax, and just listen to the people that you're talking to in that moment and relax with it, because I feel like you have a good demeanor and you have a relaxed demeanor, and people will like your voice. So if I said, this show that you're getting into, this co-host, may be the practice for the next time. And don't let numbers bother you. Like I said, I was on KSBK quite a few times, morning, afternoon, and evening, and TV locally. And I remember thinking, gosh, I hope my teeth are clean, or I hope I don't sneeze, or I hope I don't make a fool of myself. And I was, like I do with you kids, I just concentrate on that one person. So I feel like if you concentrate on your host or you concentrate on people calling in, whatever, I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'd like to get to 831 area code. All right, who am I talking to? Well, okay, Blog Talk, let's have this guy on here, our lady. 831, I'm going to get to you in a minute. It's not clicking. So I don't know if I have a new problem with the Blog Talk switchboard. Okay, it's not. 831 area code, may I ask you to hang up and call in again? And I know your number. So what I'll do is, and I don't have any way of calling you, of course. Hang up. There you go. Call back. That did not work. I clicked on it 3 separate times. And 831, call in, please. Okay. We have a lot of healers in tonight. My goodness. And I'm lucky to catch this one, but I don't know if there's been others doing psychic work, healing work, or both. I feel like you have the ability to do both, but your heart is only in one. And sometimes I tell my kids, more irons in the fire remove fear from our soul. When we work with a dollar sign on our face, on our forehead, even though you say you don't, the stress of that, I would do both. Absolutely. And you will find healing work is going to be really good for you, but you're also going to be more psychic by doing that. So I would encourage you to do both. Okay, absolutely both. Okay, I see. There's another 831. I see you. I want to click it on while I'm answering Greg's question.
Hello.
Well, oh, wait a minute. There you are. We got
Hi.
You.
That's
Who's
Griffey.
This?
Hello.
Who's this? Your first name?
My first name is Tina. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm just fine. 831 area code. Is that Florida?
Nope, it's California.
Oh, it is California. 813 is Florida. Well, my dear, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have a son who's 22 years old, and his name is Anthony.
Okay.
And he is just feeling really, really stuck because he loves music, and he's been playing since he was 2, and he
just plays
for hours. And it's incredible. It's like the Holy Spirit is really moving through him because he can do classical, jazz, hip-hop, you name it. And he's feeling stuck. And he has a really good job. It has nothing to do with music. And yet when he comes home, he plays for hours on end and then makes CDs. And I'm just wondering, he likes the music production. He taught himself to play the guitar in about a week. And it's incredible, his talent. And I was just wondering, do you see him having a career in music at all?
It feels like he's, now remember, I just work here and I don't know everything. I'm not saying he's blocking it, but there's walls around him. What if you said, for the fun of it, because you have a good paying career, we play with this and send the CDs to every radio station in California? You need to do something so outrageous.
Okay.
That we'll get this started. You're not doing it all. He or you or everybody around him is encouraging him, but he's blank and he's walled up.
Yes.
So you have to do something so outrageous that will
Thank
get everybody's attention. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Think
you
outside the box,
evening.
Girl. You betcha.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, 218, I do see you. And, wow, it worked. Yay. Okay, I want to get back to Greg. I was actually looking for a change in career, Nancy. I do see a career change for you. Radio was my passion as a younger man. Do you see a career change to radio is in the plan for me? Not immediately. I do feel like there's a career change for you. If you're talking on Blog Talk, I'm not sure there's money there. Radio stations across the nation, unless you're high profile like Tom Sullivan's, you know, he went from KFBK somewhere else, you have to start slow. I know a lot of people, Greg, work for the colleges, for volunteer stations, get yourself some demos, send them to everybody in the nation. But nowadays, you have to be really clever. I think there was someone else in here for radio. You have to be so different. I'm not saying, what's that Jester, that Stern guy that went to satellites. Jess Stern, I can't remember his name. Anyway, he had something outrageous. He's different. So you have to be different. So even if you want to do a commentary, which I think is in your soul, you want to speak, you have to have a gimmick. You have to have a way to get into it. Right this moment, I feel like you have the gift, but what is your commentary? Are you talking country, western? Are you talking politics, religion? You have to stand out, and that's what it takes nowadays. What I do on the radio, it should be fun to get paid for this. How many psychics are doing this? But what if I say my sister comes from law and I come from engineering, we do it. We have a different gimmick. It's like the twins, the psychic twins Gal asked for earlier. They are so identical. It's absolutely amazing. But they're psychic twins. That's a gimmick. So, Greg, I see a career change anyway. If you work at the station and then you're on there, that could be what I'm looking at. Your soul is yelling out that you want a career change anyway. Get something that settles your soul so you can concentrate. Also with you, I do hear a demo put together, but you need a marketing advertising person that could be very selective. I see you reaching out a lot of different states. I'm getting the South. What state are you in, Greg? I see you reaching out. I'd be real curious. If you want to call in, I'd be curious to know, is it a hobby or a personal interest? Have you ever heard of the car guys? There's two men. I don't know if they're best friends or brothers. And they talk on the phone, on the radio, and they're fabulously talented. They're funny. They just talk about car parts. The two car guys, something like that. Look them up, okay? If you can do something like that, you'll get it, okay? Alice, well, I don't want to charge anyone for this. Remember I said that, Alice, that you have to make a plan of what you want to do with it because people will take advantage of you. The downside to that is I have to be careful also. I know psychics and healers who have damaged their bodies and died young because they've given it all away. See what I'm saying? So that's really, really important. So I got 9 minutes left. Let me see if I can answer 218 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Nancy. This is Christine from Minnesota.
Well, hello, Christine.
And
Minnesota.
We've chatted in chat rooms. I love all your shows. I often listen to you, and I wasn't even going to call. I was just listening like I do. I think you're just cool and amazing, and I especially love the sister show. But I thought, oh, geez, I'm just going to call in. I have to. So I thought to myself, well, I'll let you see if you want to pick something you want me to, which area you want me to ask, or if
my
you just
gosh.
Want me to throw out a question.
Oh, you know, it's awful hard to know where to look. I have to look at every aspect of your life. Can you go ahead and just ask me a question?
Sure, I will. I'll just ask it. This one will make an easy one. I've been dating, and I had a date on Friday. His name is Clayton, and I want to see, do you think I'll hear from him again?
Does he have a nickname?
Clayton.
C-L-A-Y-T.
And
I think he's a very...
on the phone some, you know, and he's really quirky weird, and I'm kind of quirky weird, but it was just really fun, but I haven't heard from him.
And how long has it been?
It was Friday afternoon. We had a lunch date.
Let me talk. I'm not saying he's a player, but he's afraid to call you because he doesn't want to sound excited. So he may take a little longer. When he does, you'll say, oh, I'm so pleased to hear from you because I think we had a good time. Be nice because he's not playing a game, but he's afraid to sound too anxious.
Okay.
Okay. He's a little, nervous.
I really thought he was funky fun, and I'm really finally at a place of just being dating, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had several dates that really, you know how dating is. Maybe you don't, but it's, you know, it can be very strange. And this one, I just had a riot with this guy. It was just really,
yeah.
He was.
I think by Friday you may get back to me, Christine, because I'd be really. Interested in knowing if you hear from him by Friday, but be careful with him. We all have sensitive souls, and I'm afraid he's worried, not being rejected, but he doesn't want to sound too anxious. So
okay.
I think he's holding off just a little bit longer while he gets his nerve up.
Well, let me, he's only been divorced a couple of years. I don't, divorce is hard. I went through one too, and I'm
we
in
all
a
do.
Really kind of hard place too. But he's a nice guy. Do you see that?
Well, I do. Like I said, we were talking about him. He's trying to get enough nerve to call back, and it could be maybe that he doesn't know if he's ready or not, but I feel like he does like you.
Okay.
So hang in there and see if he came another week. Anything more than 2 weeks, then they've either lost their nerve or they just can't go there. I think he did like
and
you.
Do you think then we could be friends? Because I'd like to, if we can't make it as a, kind of another date or get to another level, I'd love to have him as a friend.
You know, but that means that you'd have to be in your life, and I don't know if he has the nerve. If he likes you, but he can't get around to calling you, I don't know if he can get around to being your friend.
Wow, okay.
See what I'm saying? Like, there's a line he's trying to figure out what he can do. So
okay.
If you call him up and just say, I'd like to be friends, he won't know what you really want. You need to let him come to you.
Well, you know what? I haven't called. I haven't done anything. And I wasn't even going to ask about dating. Actually, I was going to ask about a whole other thing. But I said, oh, let's go there. It seemed
kind of curious. Did you tell him you had a great time and you look forward to hearing from him again?
I did say that. And actually, when I got home, I called and left a message, like, right away and let him know, because I'm sure he wasn't home yet, and just left on that voicemail. I had a really good time, and something kind of funny happened on the way home, and I was going to tell him, and anyway, probably left some kind of convoluted message, but just that I had a really good time, and I hope to talk to you soon, kind of thing.
That was good. Perfect. It's given him time to think. Hang in there. I think you'll hear from him again.
Okay? Okay, well, what about dating in general. Anything else coming around? Or
well, I need to, I know, girl, but I'm already giving you 3-4 minutes. I got to go. I'm sorry.
You go. Oh, listen, I always listen to you. I'll be it. I'll talk
okay.
to you again. Thank you kindly.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Take care.
I'm going to have to talk quick here. I have only 5 minutes left. Howard Stern, thank you very much. Trillia, what a great name. And then I see Lena Rose came in. Past life readings. I actually do past life readings, past life regressions. And you'll hear me in the chat room and on the air talk about past life, how they intertwine with our intrusion or influences. Absolutely. May 20th, 08 was one of the best shows. I think it was 19th or 20th, about a gal who has a son with past life intrusions. Absolutely wonderful. So I do that. Greg, I still don't know. Indiana, I do see your book, Influences, Travel Direction as in the South, but I don't know what it is. And then I saw something else. Oh, it's so hard. Do you see anything for me, Nancy? Gracie, it's sometimes hard just to know where to look when you only got a minute or two. I'm so sorry. I am, thank you very much, Alice. Yes. Okay, that's okay. We have a site coming in. We have 3 minutes, everybody. Doing a show Wednesday night with California Haunts, and it's one word, Blog Talk Radio. It's California Haunts, and I'll put it on my website tonight so you'll know. We're going to talk of EVPs. And then Thursday night, I'll do a show with my sister, Psychic-Sisters-Talk. And I'm doing past life regressions in Sierra Vista on the 19th. So if you want to go to the class, it's a group, past life regression. Oops, I lost my number. We got 3 minutes left. Yes, we had fun. It went so fast tonight. And I love going fast. And I think that the more we can get into the chat, I know you kids just want a very quick reading sometimes, and it's the best way to get it is here. Oh, Greg, talk to Tom and Dave on ParX. Oh, okay. Greg, get on the radio. You have a great, very nice, soft, masculine voice, and you talk slow, and it's very receiving. So get to it. That would be very, very cool. Paula, there was a question for you, girl. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like I said, I can't see it, so you might not type it in caps. I think radio is wonderful. You kids can get in. I did talk to a gal today. I may have her on a week or so. She had a death experience, and I really believe there's something going on, and we can share these stories. It's really, really fascinating. Okay, good night, everybody. We have 2 minutes left. Trillia, there you are. Oh, I just take a new show. Okay. Oh, Dark, you hung up. You thought time was running out. Yeah, I was going to make an announcement. Do me a favor, come to californiahaunts.org or blogtalkradio.org or my sister's show and see if you can get in. Okay. Trillia, I do past life readings, and I either step into a situation and talk about the past life, or you come to my home. And we just had to move out of the desert, move to civilization, so I'm now in the Tucson area as of a week ago. So, everybody, boy, that went quick. I'm going to give you my little commercial from KFBK in Sacramento that someone made for me from
okay,
Sacramento.
You may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.